Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and the hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to live. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
The way things are, and some people say it's a sign of the times.
But whatever it is, we need to be educated and prepared and have information so that we know how to be able to survive and get through whatever the weather is. So I want to spend a few minutes, not very long, but talking about that. You know, a lot of times people run into dangerous situations because they are ill-informed. I know that in different types of businesses and different types of teachings, people are being told to turn off the TV and turn off the radio and don't look at the newspaper. But there is a danger to that. And one of the things is there is some information in there. I know there's a lot of misinformation, but there is some information that could save your life. And one is at least knowing what the weather is, okay? So, you know, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, and we need to be able to share information so that you can stay safe out there and you can pre-plan on making sure you're someplace to the best of your ability where you can have the amount of food, drink, and, your water, little things like toilet paper, things for your babies, any type of medications that you need. So you can be prepared. Take a lot of things for granted. And I can speak on having turned the TV off and turned the radios, newspaper off. But also it just makes you not know about some things that we need to know about. One of the things that I highly suggest is that, you know, you take advantage of YouTube. I know everything on there is not always necessarily true. So the same for what's in some of our newspapers and some of our, most of our news reports are not 100% accurate because, you know, they're owned by the powers to be. But the thing that we still have to be able to do is glean, carefully look, use discernment, and get the information that you have to have. We all know that it is the month of February, and it will, you know, it's likely that it's going to snow. It's likely that the temperatures are going to drop pretty low. It's likely that the wind is going to pick up. So with this current forecast that they have for the northeast sector of the country, it would behoove us to make sure that we tell and inform and help our fellow citizens be warm. Temperatures are supposed to drop to this unbelievable low depth of below 50 degrees, and I'm talking about minus 50, okay? I'm not just saying like it would be like 0 degrees outside. Minus 50. Now, I've got some friends that live in Michigan, and I've got some friends that live in a couple of the further Midwest states. And they've lived, you know, they live on a regular basis through the winter time when the temperatures are in the 30s, 30 degrees below zero is what I'm talking about. But, you know, for those of us who are not used to that, like I've been outside before in Baltimore City when it was 4 degrees below zero. And I'm telling you, I had on like two pairs of those little long john things. And I had on my corduroy pants, and I had on my two pair of socks, and I had on my heavy boots. And I had on, you know, the jacket, the sweater, the coat with the hood up, you know, and the hat on my head and all that stuff. And I was leaving a hot car, a nice warm car, to walk across the parking lot of Toys R Us, which was only probably less than a half a block. I remember the parking lot. I'm telling you, I thought I was going to freeze to death. That's how cold 4 degrees below zero is. And it's cold. So I want you to pay attention and take this seriously. I've seen some people on not just Facebook, but one of the YouTube things that I looked at, and they were joking about it. And these are people who I think they're kind of used to the 20-degree below, a 30-degree below. But I think even with that, they need to be a little bit more realistic and realize 50 degrees below zero is no joke, okay? First of all, it's going to affect your breathing, you know, your fingertips and toes, the tips of your toes, your nose, and your ears, very susceptible to be able to get frostbite. This is not anything to joke about. So with the love in my heart that I want to give, because this is the Just Sorry's Love Show, I want you to be aware of that. If you're traveling someplace, you know, make sure you have warm clothes on. If you're traveling on a bus or a train, you know, you don't know what you're going to be running up against. If you're on a, you know, if the planes are able to go where they got to go, dress so that you are going to be warm enough. If you got to take pieces off, fine, great, wonderful. Don't worry about that. But make sure you have on enough clothes. And make sure you have, you know, the heat that you need in your home. Or go knock on the neighbor's door and say, look, we don't have the heat that we need. Or find a relative. I mean, I'm just being real about it. Make sure that you are warm. Make sure that you have the food and things that you need to have in your house. Plenty of water. And for my friends in Flint, Michigan, and other parts of this country, we're praying that you can get, and they can give you, you know, decent water, decent, respectable, clean water, healthy water. You know, we need that for everybody, really, on the entire planet. And again, I just wanted to say that because I think that some people are taking it lightly, and just, you know, some of you know me, you know, I love the snow, but I love snow within a reasonable snow day. You know, you got nice snow, 6 inches. It doesn't matter to me if it's 3 feet of snow, but when you're talking about the temperatures dropping like that, that is a whole different conversation, and we need to be concerned for ourselves, for our fellow beings, for our senior citizens, for some people who, for whatever reason, you may not have experienced a situation where you could not afford your gas, electricity, and your heat is off, or you're living off the grid. Whatever your situation is, we got to care about other people. And in reality, it doesn't take much for a person who has paid their gas, electric bill, that if these temperatures drop, you know, and it affects your power, for you to be without heat. So, you know, don't let's not laugh at other people or make a jest of this here, thinking, oh man, yeah, it's winter time. We'll put on a coat and some boots, you'll be okay. No, when it's cold and you don't have heat because the weather has affected the power, that's serious. But with that being said, you know, we have each of you on this station have your own way of praying through, your own way of handling how you believe in doing those things. I have my own prayer. I have a beautiful prayer, and I definitely want to share it with you. This particular prayer is prayer for the ancestral spirits. This prayer may be something that some people may like. It may be something that would not fit some people's belief system, and that's not a problem, because I'm just educating you and sharing with you about a prayer that I came across. I believe my husband found it as a prayer that Yana Van Zandt might use. I'm not totally sure. But anyway, it's not for you to use as much as it is that I'm sharing what I do. And if there is someone out there who would like a copy of this prayer, then I will be more than happy to email that to you. I'll make sure you have my email address, or if you text me at my phone number, which is 252-406-0774. That I will more than happy if you text me your email. I will get this prayer out to you. This prayer is prayer for the ancestral spirits. Divine Father, Mother God, I praise your name and honor your presence in this time and place. I give thanks for the air that I breathe. I give thanks for the womb in which my life was created. I give thanks for the body through which you express yourself as me. Divine oneness, God force, I give thanks for all that I have been, all that I am becoming, all that I will be by your grace and your guidance. I give thanks today for all those who came before me, paving the way that the gift of life could be mine. I give thanks to those who died in the middle passage. Their spirit lives today in the world that surrounds the world. I give thanks for those who chose to live, whose names are forgotten or unknown. I give thanks to those whose blood is alive today in my veins for their willingness to be an expression of your love and life. I thank you, and here I'm going to put in my ancestors, my bloodline's name will be Raymond Williams Jr., Raymond Williams Sr., Annie Williams Sr., Geneva Palmer, Daniel Palmer, Betsy Hawkins, and the names of my bloodline ancestors that I do not know, and I say Ashe. I ask you, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and friends, to remember me in your spiritual mind. Protect me from harm and danger. Guide me to do what is good and honorable. assist me and all members of our family, both living and deceased. I am in need of your assistance at all times to overcome my challenges with money, my business, employment, health, and my dealings with other people and my own mortal progress. Good spirits, carry my prayers with you to the feet of the Creator, that I may forever be in grace. Guide me through my lessons gently and lovingly, that I may be an instrument of evolution for us all. I thank you for your guidance. I thank you for your intersection in the matter of, and there you put in whatever it is, in mind it would be in my business, my health, and always keeping the marriage unit strong. This spirit is still my heart and mind with perfect peace and understanding. I thank you for bringing to my consciousness the perfect solution and the perfect way at the perfect time for the best of all who are involved. Thank you so much for letting me share that part with you. And again, tell your friends and family, especially if they're in the New York, upper New York, upstate area, and I would say even the Philadelphia areas, to just really take heed to stay in prayer, but also do prayer, plan, and preparation for this weather that is supposed to come through, from what I understand. And, you know, take heed with that. Make sure the little ones are bundled up good and at night that everybody's okay. Your elderly neighbors and anybody who may have any disabilities or any kind of challenges. Okay. Now, that was one of the things that I wanted to say. And again, love should be able to inform people about things. Well, as you know, it is Black History Month. So I spent some time, thinking about, the people who have demonstrated some awesome, awesome, unbelievable love and the things that they have done as African people who were either born in this country, but their parents were of African descent, or some may have been brought over as Africans being brought into America. One person that came to mind, he's one of my husband's favorite, that's George Washington Carver. And I thought about the love that he has shared with all of us, black, white, doesn't matter. He shared his knowledge. He shared his love of what was a curiosity to him, and that is the growth of plant life, of vegetation. One of his most famous crops that he loves to work with is the peanut. And how this one man, because of his sincere dedication, his love, his curiosity, being left alone quite often as a young child and able to just, really walk through the field and be able to just examine and just experiment on his own to learn and get a better understanding of what his Creator had given the earth, which is this plant life, the food, the vegetation that we have that so many of us just take for granted. I mean, we really do. And this young man, as a young boy, if you could imagine, with all the trials and tribulations he had of being snatched up, being separated from his brother and his mother, this just was just a devastating experience as a young African-American. And it happened all the time during his era. It just was something that was prevalent, of being separated from your loved ones, being on this planet pretty much alone, and yet realizing that he had a Creator, he has God, whatever name you call God. In this case, I believe that George Washington Carver called God, his Creator. And his relationship with the bountiful soil and plant life and seedlings and the leaves of the plants and categorizing them and really getting to learn and understand what have we here, a way to sustain ourselves. How do we sustain ourselves? Getting a better understanding so that he was able to create knowledge and organize it and save it and share it with the world. So I wanted to just you know, speak and give tribute to the great and wonderful, who doesn't get talked about enough, George Washington Carver. I was able to visit up in the Baltimore City at the zoo, actually. They have their place where they keep their plants and things. I can't think of the name of it. I want to say arboretum. But the planetarium, I think is what it was. I don't think that's it either. But the place where they keep the beautiful plants from all over the world, they had an interesting area set aside for the great and wonderful George Washington Carver. And, you know, he also took the sweet potato. He took the peanut and the sweet potato, and he made a lot of inventions from those plants. And that was in itself, I found to be amazing. He was able to educate farmers on the best agricultural systems, you know, changing, you know, rotating what crops they grew from year to year so the soil could get some rest, so the soil could get the nutrients that it needed. This person has taken what God had poured into him and was willing to share it with anybody that was willing to listen. Quite interestingly, you know, he went on to work and be a part of over in Tuskegee with Booker T, the Honorable Booker T. Washington, which was great. And quite often people try to buy him away, offer him tremendous incentives, money and other things to lure him away from the black institution at the Tuskegee Institute. But he was dedicated to make sure that the people at Tuskegee had what they needed and to support the programs of the great and wonderful Booker T. Washington, which is just absolutely, you know, mind-boggling. When you think of these people being able to work together, I just love it. I absolutely love that, cooperativeness and just working together. On the same page, I want to go over to a sister whom I love dearly, and that is the great and wonderful Harriet Tubman. Oh, my goodness, it's just, you know, here we go again. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Like I took a moment just to breathe it in. It almost brings tears to me thinking about, can you do what Harriet did? How many of you today are going to save somebody's life by calling them up and say, look, it's going to be a pretty bad storm coming through New York. You know, make sure you got what you need. You know, we already said what I had to say about that. But Harriet Tubman was so unselfish. She valued freedom so much that it just wasn't good enough for her to have it all to herself. It meant so much to her that she devised plans with other people who helped her with others through the Underground Railroad to go back in and save, they say, you know, 300 or more people. I don't know the exact amount. But to go back to save one more person is really an unselfish and loving act. To go back and save two and three and four and five and a dozen and two dozen, are you kidding me? How many of us today are willing to go back to save anybody from anything? We need to really think about the depth of her love for humanity, for her African brothers, sisters, and brothers who were held in the drudgeries of captivity and slavery. You know, as a woman, that was like, oh my goodness, you know, the horrifying things they did to women. I mean, they did horrifying things to men, women, and children. But, you know, for women, it was always that worry of the master coming down Slave Row and having his way with the women. And for those who had daughters, just a nightmare, just an unbelievable nightmare. This woman went back in the plantations to go back and get other people and get them to freedom. So I want to take the time for Black History Month, because what the world needs now is more Harriet Tubmans. What the world needs now is love, sweet love, the willingness to go back and help someone else. putting yourself, you know, your life on the line. I mean, I can salute, you know, the young people who are out here in these different organizations, Black Lives Matter, and different other ways that people are trying their best to do all that they can do based on their level of understanding, based on what they're working with, to try to get some understanding, to try to bring fairness to, you know, our world and our country, the great U.S. of A., so we can have some love and some fairness and some integrity. But again, here's a lady who, she put it all out there. She put it on the line and went back behind enemy lines. She even went back during the Civil War and went in as a spy, was able to maneuver that way to get critical information. So, you know, when we think about what the world needs is love, sweet love, and this is the Jastari's Love Show. Those are some of the things that I just wanted to share with you. Love comes in a lot of forms. Sometimes love has to shake you and wake you. Sometimes love has to, it should educate you. It should uplift you. And that's some of the platforms that I'm planning on sharing with you in 2016. Just trying to let people know, be prepared. And I want to close out with this one thing before I give up my phone number and everything. There's a lot happening out here. I don't know what all the truth is about what's happening, but I do believe if we keep our heads up from out of the ground, from out of being buried in the sand like an ostrich with your head in the ground, your butt stuck up in the air, I think that if we dare to lift our heads up and listen and pay attention, we can all be of more service to each other and more help to each other. There are a lot of things happening, as you all know, on the political front, and this is all being said to you with love. We got to pay attention. This weather fiasco, I don't know if it's a natural phenomenon or something that's created. You know, we have new technology out here, not we, but the powers to be have their technology. So those of you who are prayer warriors and those of you with whatever your religious background or your however you deal with your belief system, you know, add that to it because we need all the help we can get and protection that we can get. But you want to add that to it and pay attention. There's some things happening on the monetary fund as far as our money, our jobs, you know, and I don't know much about this guy, Alex Jones, but he has a show on YouTube. It doesn't hurt to look at it, to at least see what the possibilities are. Is it possible that what the man is saying has any veracity or truth whatsoever? And I just want to share it with you in love for all of us just to take a moment to just look and listen and see what maybe somebody that you don't normally listen to, maybe you don't normally listen to the minister, Louis Farrakhan, but you may want to check out some of the things that he's been sharing. Maybe you're not the type of person that want to listen to Dick Gregory. You don't have the patience. But you may want to just say, let me see what this man is sharing. Is he sharing something that may have some validity to it that could save my life and my family's life or help us to prepare for this insanity of what is going on? Again, I'm going to close out now. This is the Jastari's Love Show. And if you want to, again, you can send me a text message so you can get that prayer. If you want to know about the shows on YouTube, you can reach me at 252-406-0774. If you, my email address, I'll give that out. That is the Jastari's Love. And give me a second, I always have to write it out before I say it. Okay, it's J as in joy, A as in air, S as in sun, A as in air, R as in ray, I as in island, S as in sun, love, L-O-V-E, L as in love, O as in only, V as in veracity, E as in everyone, at gmail.com. JastariesLove@gmail.com. And we wish for you a loving weekend. For those of you celebrating Valentine's Day, have a hot, wonderful, loving Valentine's weekend. They're going to any type of Black History Month celebration, African American History celebration. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. And just to let you know, one more thing about the Just Started Love Show, I celebrate my heritage 365 days a year. So Black History Month, I'm thankful for it, but I truly believe in celebrating my history 365 days a year. With love, make sure you tune in on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, the same place, so you can catch my husband, Sitawi, Baba Sitawi Jaheen, on the Home Base Business 101. He's got a hot topic. Make sure you don't miss it. He's going to be talking about the Vortex. And if you want information on the Vortex and what's happening in the Maryland area tomorrow morning, give me a call about that, because this is a hot thing. This has to do with that weather. Not the Vortex with weather, but this has to do with travel, your ability to be able to save on travel. Okay, without any further ado, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, and if it's going to happen, it's up to you and I. Bye now.